That was Deep Dead Blue from the recording Harmony, featuring Bill Frisell, Luke Bergman, Hank Roberts, and on the vocal there, Petra Hayden, who is our guest on Studio 865 Flipside. Very excited to talk to her via phone in anticipation of her Big Ears performance with her sisters, the Hayden Triplets. Here's that interview. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm happy.
Oh, good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that. I need to stop, get something on the way home. How do you feel about that particular day, Valentine's Day? Does it evoke anything?
Well, lately I've just been thinking about how people in the world should. I just wish that we could all love each other. You know, it all has to do with love. And lately, I'm not feeling a lot of love in the world. But I wish everyone, you know, love and happiness. And I'm trying to be more positive and give out love in the sense, you know, making music and trying to make people have hope and happiness that way.
Well, thank you for doing that. We can use it. I had a really interesting experience a few weeks ago. I took, in Tennessee, we really don't have trains. But there's one that goes from Memphis to New Orleans, and I took that train. It's like an 8-hour ride, and there's no internet, or there was no internet that day. And then at one point in Mississippi, there was no cell service. So all these people riding the train all went to the dinner car, right? And they talked to each other. And it was like, for this, like, 6 hours, I felt like, oh, it can work. You know?
Oh, my God, like the old days.
Yeah, and I just had this fantasy that people, you know, when they got on the train, they were, you know, on the online doing this or that or the other. But when they actually sat face-to-face, and it was people, you know, like all classes on the train and all, you know, there were people from around the world and all the races you can imagine. And they were just so happy to talk to each other face-to-face, people probably they never talk to and maybe they don't get along with online or whatever. I don't know. I don't know why I'm bringing this up now.
No, I understand. I think about that, too, how I walk around town and people are just, their heads are down looking at their phones and, you know, being angry at each other. And I miss the days, like, you know, when I was a kid and eating breakfast, you know, I would see my mom or my dad reading the paper, the morning paper, or like having a conversation and talking. And now, you know, everyone's communicating through the internet. It's just weird. I mean, I guess it's not weird. It's been going on for years now. But I mean, I used to read the cereal box to like my Chex cereal. Like, oh, this is interesting. The ingredients on my cereal box. Or like, what game, what crossword puzzle to play?
Yeah, what's riboflavin?
Exactly. What is riboflavin? Wait, I should know that by now.
It's on a lot of spines, on the left spine. Yeah, like, and I would, you know, like, with an ounce of skim milk, you get this, and with an ounce of whole milk, you get this. Like, wow, there's so many options. Well, one of the nice things about the Big Ears Festival, I can say as someone who's been to them all, is that it does also have that feeling of people just sort of coming together a little bit and sort of putting away the rest of the world for 3 or 4 days. You were here last year. What were your experiences like on last year's Big Ears Festival?
I mean, I had so much fun. I played with Bill Frisell and Harmony. We played music from the record that he put out. I loved it. I love playing the music. I love meeting the people there, and I stayed and I watched some groups, and I even danced a little bit. It was fun. It was fun to like just be around music. So I loved it.
What have you told Tanya and Rachel about it? I mean, you just like, okay, here's what you need to know. Do you give them that kind of sisterly advice or?
Not yet. I'll probably talk to them at our next rehearsal. I mean, we've been busy, like each of us, you know, we have our own busy lives, and we haven't really, the three of us sat down and like talked about what's ahead in terms of touring. We haven't toured together in a long time, since 2014 for our first record that Ry Cooder produced. When we're all together, sometimes like we end up kind of acting like we're 15 again, you know, like getting in little stupid, silly fights. But I mean, of course, we've grown up and we love each other and we love singing together and we have a lot of fun. We still have to sit down and talk about it, but they know that I've played it and I told them how much fun it is. So we're all excited. They're excited and the band is excited.
I'm excited.
Oh, good.
Throw that in there. And I see that you're playing Eddie's Attic a couple days before, which is another interesting room, because I remember the first time I saw a show there and they threw somebody out for talking. And I was like, oh. I love it. I love it, you know. And I feel like Big Ears is a place you don't have to threaten people being thrown out. But it's. I've never been to so many shows where people give the show 100% of their attention, typically speaking, and I just it just makes it so much better as a listener.
Yeah, I remember when I played there with Bill, I had the audience join in on a song, singing along with me. Oh my God, no, I forget what song it is. It was either What the World Needs Now Is Love or We Shall Overcome. Now I have to fact check. Because I know there are two songs that I have the audience sing along with me. And that's always really fun. And I'm kind of shy on stage, so it gets me out of my shell. And I love not singing for a little bit and having the audience, hear the audience sing. And kind of conduct them. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll do that with the Hayden triplets.
Yeah, I think it would work. And speaking of something that works, I have to tell you, the new record, The Family Songbook, achieves this, what I consider sort of a miraculous balance, in that it pays homage and really is a love letter to this classic style of older music, but it doesn't dishonor the music itself, but it also doesn't just carbon copy it. And I feel, as a listener, I don't hear that much.
Oh, well, thank you. I that's so nice to hear. Before we recorded all the music, we sat down with our producer, Woody Jackson, and he made a list of songs that he suggested that we do, and we made a list. And when we started playing together and singing all the songs, it just like came together so well, and it just worked, and it sounded so great. And we all chose our harmonies we normally do. Actually, we switch off sometimes. Like, I'll sing, you know, really low, or and sometimes Tanya will want to sing the low part or the high part. We just had a ball just practicing and recording. Like, we, Michael, the engineer, would record even, you know, when we practiced the songs, he would record the rehearsals. And sometimes, you know, we would keep a take or something for the record. It all worked out really well.
Well, let's check some of it out. The Hayden Triplets with Wayfaring Stranger. I'm talking with Petra Hayden here on Studio 865 Flipside.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger. Toil or danger.
Yeah, and that's the other balance that I find on there as well, is that it's recorded extremely well. It's a beautiful sounding record, but it also, I can almost close my eyes. I'm an East Tennessean by birth. I can almost close my eyes and sort of be on that porch in the mountains, you know, or in the parlor of a relative's house, like hearing people really singing for the joy of it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is to have fun, you know. Music is all about having fun. That's what my dad used to tell me. And to, you know, take away all the hate in the world, you know, just to put out good vibrations, and that's what music is all about.
I'm wondering if you've made a set list out, or you're that far ahead. The version of Wayfaring Stranger. I like the Memories of Will Rogers song too. Those are just really great performances.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the Memories of Will Rogers, our grandfather Carl wrote. It was such a joy to be able to sing these songs that have never been released in the public. You know, our uncle Carl Jr. sent us the sheet music to these songs, and so we had no recording to listen to. And Woody Jackson and Michael, the engineer, they played guitar, and they made their own recording so we could hear it. And they wrote out the words, and we just right away it all came together, and we all just sang these old songs that no one, you know, that were never released before. So it's just a huge, like, it's a huge honor and just a huge joy to be able to do that.
Down.
I just can't wait to hear it live, because I imagine, you know, even watching your Tiny Desk concert, that you really have this wonderful fun. You're my favorite sister act since the Roaches broke up. Did you ever?
Oh, my God. Thank you. We love the Roaches. We listened to the Roaches in high school a lot and used to sing along to their records. Yeah, I that's great. I love that. But we're looking forward to playing. We just have to practice.
It's a good.
Well, we're practicing.
Well, then in that case, I shall hold you up no longer, and I'll make sure I talk to the Big Ears people to have plenty of rice checks backstage on the 27th, so you can, you know, get to the bottom of this riboflavin and phosphorus, whatever it is in there.
Oh my God! Thank you. I can't wait. I can't wait to play.
Well, you're going to have to until the 27th, at least in Knoxville. And so, Petra, thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll see you here in the Valley of East Tennessee.
Oh, thanks so much.
The Hayden Triplets will be at Big Ears Festival. I'm not sure which venue, but March 2020, which is just around the corner. I'm Todd Steed for the best of Studio 865 and Flipside. Thanks to everybody everywhere for everything. Also, I got a podcast that I'm working on. It's called Improvisations to Go. And what this is sort of a quest, an odyssey, a travelogue, if you will. I go to Memphis, New Orleans, Washington, D.C., Canton, Tennessee, looking for jazz and tea and food and friendship and community. Let's see if I can pull this thing off. Stay tuned. That comes in March 2020 as well.